Today is National Siblings Day. It's not currently a nationally recognized holiday, but it's still a time to appreciate brothers or sisters if you have them. For people who have siblings, you likely have lived through some moments that have made stories worth telling. Your childhood, maybe now your adulthood, wouldn't be the same without them. Even those moments that might not have seemed so funny at the time can make priceless memories. So now you could share some of those stories and appreciations with us. Call in at 800-642-1234 with your memories, stories, or shout-outs to a brother or sister, or plural. They can be sweet, funny, simple. Why are you glad to have them around? What's something you're thankful for? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls. Kay starts us off in Madison. Hello, Kay.
Hi.
What's your story?
Well, I'm the oldest of 13.
13?
Yes, and Irish Catholic, and the chapter day book they're reading now about the big family that was always getting into problems, you know, setting something on fire, breaking a bone. I remember one of my sisters broke her arm, I think about five times. She
oh, no.
was kind of hyper, you know, different arms. And once she was jumping over me when I was laying on the floor, and I put my leg up just as she jumped over and she broke her arm. And I think I was about 30 before I dared admit that I tripped her on purpose.
Oh, no. So. Well, Kay, oldest of 13, did you do some child care yourself along the way?
Yes, I did. And we're close now. We don't get together as much as I'd like, but we really enjoy each other's company, and our mom is still alive. So there's always some good stories to tell when we get together.
And Kay, what's the age range between you and the youngest?
Well, 72 to about 60, 59. Oh. I have to go by who's getting Social Security now.
All right, Kay, thank you so much for sharing that story on National Siblings Day. You have a lot of them to appreciate. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Kate with us in Fond du Lac. Kate, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What story did you want to share with us?
Well, it's not necessarily a story, although I do have seven brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow.
I am co-director of Camp To Belong Wisconsin. We are a camp that reunites siblings who've been separated by the foster care system.
Wow.
So, this is our fifth year. We are serving the entire state of Wisconsin, and our camp is held out at Camp Anakiji in Plymouth every third week in August. So, it's a great experience. It's powerful. Unfortunately, these brothers and sisters don't get to experience the day-to-day meal sharing and fighting and all the fun things that siblings get to do. So we allow them to do this at camp.
And how long have they been separated often when they meet up at the camp?
Well, it varies widely. Some of the children have been separated for years, others perhaps just a few months. The thing is, people don't realize that when children are removed from their biological parents for safety reasons, oftentimes they're separated from their brothers and sisters. So in Wisconsin, there's over 7,000 kids in the foster care system right now, and 50 to 75% of those kids are separated from at least one of their siblings.
Well, it got to be a lot of emotional moments as they get together, Kate.
It is. It's, you know, a fun week, but it's also a week where the kids recognize that at the end of the week, they're going to have to be separated again and not see each other, maybe until the next year when they see them at camp.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for sharing that story, and thanks for the work you're doing. We are talking about our siblings on National Siblings Day. You can call in with your stories about your brothers and sisters, a memory, maybe a shout-out at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Ellen with us in Cedarburg. Ellen, hello.
Hi. That was a great story.
Yeah.
Mine is just a little different. I have several siblings. I have two sisters. Had two sisters. My sisters are Claire and Michelle. They're younger than me. And when our sister Claire was very ill 3 years ago, My sister Michelle came on the train from Ann Arbor to Chicago every weekend to help me care for Claire. We lost our sister, which was devastating because it was due to being in a horrible nursing home. You know, it was terrible. But the three of us formed such a bond, you know, and now I have that with my sister, Michelle, whom I call Nikki. I'm just grateful for that. But I miss her because she's away, and I miss Claire.
Well, Ellen, I'm sorry for your loss, but a lot of great memories there, and it sounds like it brought you together. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. We'll go now to Tony with us now in Wittenberg. Tony, hi.
Hi. My story is there was eight kids in our family. I have an older brother I had, and I came home from leave from the military. I had to take my mother to the hospital. I have the youngest one.
You came home from the military, brought your mom to the hospital, have your youngest brother delivered. Wow.
Yeah. So like 24 years apart.
Yeah, welcome home, eh?
The youngest. So I didn't really get to know my youngest brother till now I'm 70, and now we meet him get together a lot more. He was way younger than me.
He owes you one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Tony, thank you so much for sharing that story on this National Sibling Day. Hey, there's still time for you to share your memories, your stories about siblings. Apparently a lot of big families in Wisconsin. Or if there's somebody who is like a sibling to you, still time to share that story over at the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We had heard a lot of great stories there from our callers. My brother was born 2 days before my fifth birthday. Right, I'm doing the math right. Yeah, and he came home on my birthday. So it was a birthday present. I didn't necessarily recognize it as much at the time, but I do appreciate it now. And I just met a new younger brother, his second kid. Now I have a niece and a nephew. Just got to meet him a couple weeks ago. Again, share your sibling stories over at the Ideas Network Facebook page, email ideas@wpr.org, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.